Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Goodlin India Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vinay Pandit from Capify Consulting Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Capify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY 2026 post-earnings conference call of Goodlin India Limited. Today on the call from the management we have with us Mr. M.C. Garg, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ram Agarwal, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Bansal, Chief Financial Officer. I would now request the management to detail us about the business and performance highlights for the period ended March 2026, the growth plan and vision for the coming year, post which we'll open the floor for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
This is M.C. Garg, Chairman, Goodlin India Limited. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to the Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call of Goodlin India Limited. Thank you all for joining us today and for your continued trust and support in our journey. FY 2026 has been an important and defining year for our company. Over the past few years, we have been consciously transforming the company from a conventional steel product manufacturer into a diversified engineering solution player and increasing focus on high-value technology-driven and application-specific businesses. Today, our presence spans across multiple sunrise and steady sector, including infrastructure, renewable energy, defense, railways, oil, gas, precision engineering, heavy fabrication, and industrial application. This diversification is helping us build a stronger and more resilient, I'm again emphasizing, more resilient business model with improved earning quality and long-term sustainability. The global operating environment during the whole year remained very volatile, with fluctuation in steel prices, elevated input costs, geopolitical uncertainties, and changing demand dynamics across various markets. Despite these external challenges, company demonstrated resilience through disciplined execution, operational agility, and a clear strategic direction. What is particularly satisfying that our transformation strategy is now becoming increasingly visible in our financial and operational performance. We are steadily moving up the value chain with growing contribution from value-added engineering products and specialized solutions. This strategic shift is improving margin, strengthening return ratios, enhancing the overall quality of our business. Another important highlight of FY 2026 has been our continued focus on financial discipline and capital efficiency. We maintained prudent leverage levels while simultaneously investing for future growth opportunities. Stronger internal accruals, disciplined working capital management, and better operational efficiencies enabled us to further strengthen the balance sheet during the year. As we move forward, our priorities remain very clear. Increasing contribution from high margin value-added engineering businesses such as Front Fork Tube and Conduit Pipes, strengthening our position in defense, renewable energy, railways, infrastructure sectors, enhancing operational efficiencies and asset utilization, maintaining disciplined capital allocation and balance sheet strength. Expanding our export presence and global market opportunities. In spite of headwinds in exports, we are still very strong in that, creating sustainable long-term value for all stakeholders. We believe the structural transformation is underway and Goodluck India position the company strongly for the next phase of growth. I would like to now invite our CEO to discuss operational performance for the quarter and the full year in greater detail. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Concall today. Building on the chairman's perspective regarding the company's strategic transformation, I would like to take you through the operational and financial highlights of Q4 and FY26. During Q4 FY26, company delivered a healthy operational performance despite a challenging industrial environment. Consolidated revenues for the quarter stood at around 1097 crore. More importantly, profitability witnessed strong improvement during the quarter, reflecting the increasing contribution from value-added and engineering-focused business. EBITDA registered a strong year-on-year growth, with EBITDA margins expanding to above 10%, a double-digit figure, supported by a better product mix, operational efficiency, and improved realization in specialized product category. Profit after tax for the quarter increased by 34% year-to-year to more than rupees 56 crore, demonstrating the improving earning profile of the company. For the full financial year FY26, company crossed consolidated revenues of over 4,100 crores while delivering strong growth in profitability. EBITDA growth significantly outpaced revenue growth, highlighting the operating leverage inherent in our business model and benefits of our strategic focus on specialized engineering solutions. As we all know, energy and defense are the two pillars around which global economy is moving. In terms of product, we have already added defense vertical to be part of new global arms race. The military buildup worldwide reflects transformation of the international order as nations rely on hard power and diplomacy to secure their future. Since World War II, military spending has surged to $2.89 trillion. Military spending worldwide is 2.5% of global GDP. I mean to all these figures, this is all, these all figures only show we 144 people need more military power to defend our people. Private participation is likely to scale to 50% in comparison to 30% as it has been in the last year. Today, as per Honorable Raksha Mantri of India, uncertainty and sense of insecurity has given birth to rearm Europe, rearm Gulf, and latest replenish US. So we at Goodluck are in the right direction to grab this opportunity. Already producing heavy caliber shells to the tune of 150,000 numbers and augmenting the capacity to 4 lakh shells, a part of it to become part of supply chain of aerospace industry, putting up the investment, we want to be ahead of the competition and our teams are growth-plotting to grab all those new technologies. And as I have already said, this is the energy and defense which are defining the world. To secure energy, defense equipments are required, as the US Iran war is showing. On front of energy, renewable energy, solar energy has been in focus, and we have improved 33% sale to our solar vertical in this year. India is at 500 gigawatt plus. New capacities are adding every year. We hope we will improve our utilization future in this division. Construction is the second area where world is concentrating, as destruction is going on and construction is waiting in arms to rebuild further, to rebuild this. For this, our hydraulic tube, a major part of the construction equipment, is in production, ramping stage. Already 50% ramp up is there, and in coming months, we would like to ramp up it to 60 to 70%. And the infrastructure, definitely a darling of share market as well. It's an area that is the backbone of every transformation. Gati Shakti envisaging further high-speed trains, where your company is a major player in terms of bridges. Transmission, it is being discussed in newspapers nowadays, because the solar energy is being wasted because transmission infrastructure is not available. But your company is there. Your company has got sufficient export order as well as domestic orders to fulfill this sector demand. Our forging business is in good shape as oil and gas infrastructure is damaged in this US-Iran war, and good supply orders are awaited on urgent basis. Our unit is ready to cope up this demand. Our legacy business is being transformed as per our earlier guideline. Future is waiting for your company. So, diversified product with a moderate capacity is likely to reward your company. Hope your encouragement and support will drive us to the top. With this, we would like to open, I will like to give the mic to Mr. Sanjay Bansal, our CFO.
Good afternoon. I, Sanjay Bansal, CFO, on behalf of Goodluck, welcome you all for joining us for the conference on performance of the company in Q4 and full year of FY26. Regarding Q4 performance, standalone sales was at Rs. 1,061.46 crores against 1,104.62 crores during Q4 of previous year. However, EBITDA for the quarter increased by 11.70% stood at 104.19 crores as against 93.25 crores. The profit after tax including other comprehensive income was at 48.53 crores in Q4 of current year as compared to 42.12 crores in Q4 of previous year. Earning per share has been at rupees 16.42 per share in Q4 of current year as against rupees 13.26 per share during Q4 of previous fiscal. The performance standalone during financial year 26 was in line with the expectations. Sales increased by 3.4% at rupees 4,067.71 crores as compared to 3,935.89 during the previous year 2025. EBITDA was at rupees 395.80 crores as against 326.79 crores, registered an increase of 21%. PAT during FY26 was at 173.44 crores as against 161.74 crores during previous year, registering a growth of about 7%. Earning per share stood at 53.82 per share during current fiscal as against registering a growth of 8.3% over previous year. Performance consolidated during financial year 26 was again very good. Total income increased by 4.2% at rupees 4,100.25 crores as compared to 3,935.89 crores during previous year. EBITDA was at rupees 418.49 crores as against 332.16 crores, registering an increase of about 26%. PAT during current financial year 26 was at 182.58 crores, registering a growth of 10.20%. Earning per share stood at 56.07 per share during FY26 as against 50.66 per share during previous year, registering a growth of 10.70% over previous year. On financial front, our interest cost and other expenses has gone up due to increase in level of activity during financial 26 as compared to previous year. Thank you very much.
Now we are open for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir. Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity, sir. So just first up, wanted to understand our execution in FY26 in defense was close to 30-35 crores. Would that be a right number?
So it is a 46 crores.
46 crores. Okay, okay. And what sort of EBITDA we could generate on this 46 crores in FY26?
29
CR. Yeah, that is what was confusing. I mean, how could we generate so high EBITDA margin? I mean, because I think we have mentioned we have around 25-30% kind of EBITDA margin in defense, right?
Basically, this project, we got license in October and production got started only in January, February. So what has happened, the depreciation and the interest, it has increased the EBITDA. So the EBITDA margins of 68% or 70%, these are not long sustaining. In the coming years, what the guidance we have given of 30-35%, it will prevail. This is the first year, and working was only for 2-3 months. That is why you are seeing this similarity in the results.
Oh, I mean, is there any cost mismatch? I mean, the revenue has come, the cost has come in the earlier quarter, something like that, because of which...
Precision and interest cost has come from the earlier quarter, because plant started in October.
But we are talking on EBITDA front, right?
October.
But we are talking on EBITDA. Depreciation and interest comes post EBITDA.
For the 6 months, no? Depreciation and... Our some material is also lying at the port, no? Because due to this war, material could not be moved. It moved only in April.
Uh-huh.
So top line, what you are seeing, if the material would have been transferred from the port to the ship, then it would have been moved. So your mismatch, what you are seeing, it would not have been here.
Okay, okay. And, no, sir, just a clarification, this depreciation interest you are saying, that comes post EBITDA, right? I mean, I mean, it's not clear why you have 29 crores EBITDA in defense from 46 crores revenue.
No, sir, I have just told you that it is for 6 months. From October to March, this is the depreciation and this is the interest. What has been accrued in your EBITDA margins. But in the coming quarters, what you will see when there is the sales will be sufficient. So these EBITDA margins will come to what are, as per our guideline, 30 to 35%.
30 to 35. Okay, sure. I understood. And what is what sort of execution we are expecting in FY27 from defense?
We are expecting almost. Our capacity is 1,50,000 and we expect almost 75-80% execution this year.
75-80% execution. So that would come to around 250-300 crores? Would that be a right number? I mean,
it should.
For 70,
it should.
250 to 300 crores revenue. Okay.
Yes, and it can be more, but today we can give only this guideline.
Okay, understood. And on the steel front, I mean, we are already at close to 90-95% kind of a capacity utilization rate for the steel segment. So what will drive growth there for us? Yes, sir. I was just asking on the steel segment, we are already running at 95% capacity utilization. So what will drive the growth for us in steel segment in FY27 and further?
We are in the process of adding up the capacity. In one division, we are adding the GI conduit pipes, and in our precision tubes or CDW division, we are adding the fog tubes. So it will increase our capacity, and the balance capacity in our infrastructure, we are adding some balancing equipment. So capacity constraint will not be there for increasing the turnover in the coming year or the growth in the coming year. We are in the process.
So we are increasing capacity to how much metric ton from current 5 lakh and by when?
We are aiming it to increase to 6 lakhs, but in this year, how much it will be added up, that we will let you know.
Okay, okay. And timeline?
Deepak, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have participants waiting for their turn.
Just the last thing, this timeline. So by what timeline we are adding to 6 lakhs?
The two items which I have just told you, it should take almost 9 months to 12
nine
months. For
nine,
this
nine
financial
months.
Year, it should be added up. These two items.
Okay, okay. Understood. Sure, that would be it from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that management is able to answer queries from all participants in the queue, kindly restrict your questions to two at a time. You may join back the queue for follow-up questions. The next question is from the line of Disha from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, am I audible, sir? Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir, for the opportunity. Couple of questions, sir. Firstly, just wanted to get your sense on what do you see the impact of the West Asia war, sir, given the supply chain disruption and the rise in commodity prices. How much of that will be the pass-through? And what sort of export contribution can we expect in FY27?
Basically, this West Asia crisis, it's definitely a breaker for every industry because supply chain has disturbed drastically. And it has no alternates because for the gas, for the oil, we have no alternate. But fortunately, we are having PNG in all our plants. So we got disturbed in March, but in April, May, we are having sufficient supply of this PNG. However, the other products, yes, there is a price increase of all the consumables, and we are trying to pass it on to the customer, but it is always with a time lag. So it may take 3 months to one quarter to two quarter to pass all these increases. But we are, in the meantime, our USP is product shuffling and market reshuffling. So our teams are growth plotting, and we are trying to find the new product, find the new markets where we can have more prices, where we can have diversified products. So in that way, we are trying to minimize this impact. But impact is definitely there. As far as the exports are concerned, exports, because of time duration taken in reaching the consignment, it is taking more time. So it may impact some 5-10%, but we hope the matter will not be long for 12 months. It may be solved in the next 15-20 days. So that impact can be taken care.
So it'll be fair to assume, sir, for the first two quarters, we see some margin impact, but with the share of higher value added products, we can see margins sustain. So what sort of margins can we look at for FY27 as a whole?
As far as we are concerned, I have told, we have a USP. Our business model is very resilient. We are doing the reshuffling of product and market. So margin impact should not be there. We are trying our level best. That the margin.
Depreciation of the currency.
That the margins are not impacted. If it is there, it will not be significant.
Okay. And so with this,
Nisha, I request you to join back the queue, please, and your participants waiting for that. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shubham from 3A Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question would be, you had guided a 15-20% revenue growth, whereas we have only achieved around 4-5%. Is it mainly due to the impact of the West Asia war, or do we see any softness in domestic demand as well? And would there be any guidance moving forward for FY27 and 28?
Basically, this softness, this 4-5% against 15%, one main reason is the HR coil prices. The steel prices have gone down from April 25 to April 26. There is a decrease in the steel prices, which has impacted it. Number two, the West Asia crisis, it has come in last 1 month. So it has impacted our dispatches. And as far as the future, our future guidance, we are still hopeful that we will get at least what we had given earlier, it was 15-20%, but seeing the geopolitical condition, we still hope that we can be at the lower or 14-15% growth. We still hope that we will get.
Okay, sir, thank you. And about the Shell realizations, the recent order you got right now, do we expect the Shell realizations to be in the same range of this order? And what sort of margins are we going to make in this order?
Actually, due to the current geopolitical factors, we want to avoid giving these prices because it all depends on the supply and demand, and the geopolitical conditions are very important. Earlier, it was not there. But in terms of shells, the product of shell, it will definitely be impacted. So we will let you know in the coming con calls, or you can always connect to us for taking the updates.
Okay, sir. And
Shubham, request you to join back, please. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rahul Mishra from RTL Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I'm just following up on what the earlier participant asked. The recent order win that you have of about 20,000 shells is broadly at 26,100 rupees per shell. Should we broadly work with this number for that 75% to 80% capacity utilization that you spoke about?
Basically, the price is not very important what you have read in this paper, because demand and supply, they are very dynamic right now. So I cannot give any guideline, any guidance for what the prices will be in future, what the prices of this order. I am not connected, but definitely my guideline of 30 to 35% EBITDA, it remains intact. I hope we will get this.
Understood, sir. And secondly, on this capacity increase to 400,000, is it fair to assume that this will all be online in F28?
Sir, we hope so, that we will be able to do it in your stipulated time period. But definitely again, today uncertainty is the main factor. But we hope that as per the guideline, we will be able to do this.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Next question is from the line of Harish Vasa from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. So my question was, sir, what was the exit capacity utilization of the hydraulic tubes plant, and what would be the capacity utilization of in this financial year? And the second question was that, sir, could you just elaborate once again on the capacity expansion from 5 lakh to 6 lakh? Like, I couldn't get that.
Okay. Basically, what as per our in the last year, we have come to 50% capacity utilization of the hydraulic tubes, and in this year we hope that we will be able to do it to 65% to 70%. Number one, and your next question is from 5 lakh to 6 lakh. So 5 lakh to 6 lakh, I have just told you their capacity addition in your conduit GI pipes and capacity addition in your front fork tubes. It will be almost 35,000 to 45,000 tons, and the balance capacity addition we will take. It is in plan, but we have not executed so far. So in the next coming in this coming financial year, we will be doing almost 40,000 to 45,000 ton capacity addition.
Okay, so that, so you mentioned DI pipes, and what is the second one?
It is a front fork tubes in our CTW tube section or precision tube section.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manisha Kesri from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. I have some few questions regarding CapEx and debt. So, sir,
Manisha, I request you to use your handset mode, please. The audio is not very clear.
Okay. Now I am audible.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So thank you, sir. So I have a question regarding CAPEX and debt. So the actual CAPEX for the year came out higher at 340 crores, whereas the guidance was given at 250 crores. So why such a sharp increase? And also, sir, the debt also came out higher this year. So can you just give us the reason why such a higher CAPEX and debt for the year?
Basically, as far as your this investment part is concerned, I hope you have to check. You please check your figure, because it is what CAPEX we have done or what is in WIP, it is almost 232 crores. So you just please check your figure. And as far as your second question, can you please repeat?
So the debt also came out higher this year. The long-term debt, around 200 crores.
Debt has increased. Our working capital has increased, and there is a very obvious reason, because we are going under geopolitical turbulence, and that has slowed down the total economy, because exports have reduced and that total pressure has come on the domestic cycle. So when the domestic, there is a glut. So for that glut, our inventory has increased, our realization has slowed down, and it is beyond our control. But now we are trying to again reshuffling the market, reshuffling the product. So we are trying to adjust it, and we are trying to reduce it in the coming coming quarters. Be rest assured, we will do it. We are hopeful we will do it.
Okay, sir. So, and lastly, sir, what will be the CapEx guidance for FY27?
CapEx guidance for the current year, it is the WIP which is in the mode of execution that will be completed. And other than in our Goodluck Defense and Aerospace, we have a plan to augment our capacity, which has a capital outlay of 400 crores, but it will be spoiled maybe in this financial year, or it may be carried forward to the next financial year also. So we will come out with the right figure in the next quarter, or you can connect to us anytime.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Next question is from the line of Vatsal Shah from Anantaya Financial Services. Go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Vatsal, please use your handset mode.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, ma'am. There are a few questions. The first one is regarding the defense IPO. Like, you guys going to plan the IPO for the next IPO?
I'm sorry, so, you're sounding muffled, Vatsal. Can you just repeat the question? You were sounding muffled.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, Vatsal, please repeat the question.
Yes, you guys are planning for the IPO for the upcoming, like, FY20 or FY29 in the defense, your company. So, the IPO that you're going to plan is for OFS or fresh issue? Can you just give me a guidance for that?
Basically, on this issue, I will prefer no comments because it is under wheels, and we will let you know when the right time comes.
Okay, sir. And the other question is that given the company's ongoing expansion and the finance costs, why does the management expect to reduce the repayment of the debt obligations?
Not clear, sir. Not clear. What do you want to know?
Hello, I want to know about the repayment schedule, sir. Like, the debt is increasing. So, what guys are you planning to, reduce the debt? And repay by what time?
FY26, during current financial year, it will be 54 crores. And again, financial year 28, it will be 51 crores. Accordingly, debt will be reduced.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Actually, I have one more question.
I request you to join back, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Next question is from the line of Saurav Raidani from Saurav ENT. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hello.
Hi.
हाय सर या मैं आपसे पूछना चाहता हूँ सर, हमने एक वेटरन इन्वेस्टर आपके इन्वेस्टर है समित वर्तक का एक पॉडकास्ट देखा था, उसमें उन्होंने बोला आप एक्सप्लोजिव एंड फ्यूजेस इंट्रोड्यूस करेंगे गुडलक डिफेंस में, एंड इवन यू हैव टेकन सम लैंड इन रांची, सॉरी इन दिस झांसी ऑल्सो, तो उसका स्टेटस क्या है?
दैट इज इन ए सेपरेट कंपनी गुडलक अस्त्रा लिमिटेड. And that question is not connected to this control of Goodluck India. So you can ask us separately.
Okay, but sir, what about the sir when you're looking for Goodluck defense? Agar itna sara subsidies aapne Goodluck Energy banaya, and so itna sara subsidies banane ka kya reason hai? Like, why so?
Sir, I will request you to connect us. We should now concentrate only on this Goodluck India control. And for all these questions, you can connect to us separately. We will be happy to answer.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Keshav from Raksan Investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, on shelves, you've mentioned uncertainty is the reason due to which it's difficult to guide on the utilizations on the expanded 4 lakh capacity. So can you help understand a bit more? Because the defense expenditure is going up and the demand seems to be there. So are we referring to logistical bottlenecks caused by the war or any demand side issues such as the client's sourcing strategy changing due to the different dynamics of the modern warfare?
You are very correct. Your question is very right. Demand, there is no dearth of demand because the whole world is experiencing this uncertainty and fear factor is basically, everybody wants to purchase this, everybody want to store up this, and I have already told in my speech that there is rearm Europe, rearm Gulf, and the latest is replenish US. So demand is not a concern, but definitely due to this West Asia crisis, movement logistics has become an issue. And as far as demand is concerned, it is very, very strong. I don't see any letup in the demand, and that is why we are putting up this 4 lakh shelves, because we think whatever order load we have today or whatever inquiries we have, we can only commit to those inquiries only whenever this new plant comes. Otherwise, we cannot supply from this plant. Demand is so much at this time.
Sure. And sir, secondly, I mean, two straight quarters of gross margin improvement, is there any transitory element or is this something that can be sustained going forward? Because we've moved from almost 28% to almost 33% year-on-year. So would this sustain going forward or do you see some product mix that was different that might change going forward also?
There is no worry. Gross margin will be sustained. It is a sustainable margin, what we have given.
Okay, great, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anirudh Shetty from Solidarity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Two questions from my side. First question is, so for FY27, you gave a rough indication of a top line growth of, say, 14-15%. You know, what could the profit growth be as you're going to share of hydraulic pipes and defense goes up, which are, you know, higher margin segments for us?
Basically, the guideline we have given for your total turnover, and as far as the share of hydraulic tubes and our defense, it will remain high. What it has been in this financial year, it will be more in the coming financial year.
As we have indicated earlier also, our margin, our share of value-added products will keep on increasing quarter on quarter and year after year. How much it will increase, it depends on how the situation pans out.
And my second question was just to get a sense around the margin of the segments that we are entering into. You mentioned the GI conduit pipes and precision tubes. What is the EBITDA margin that one can expect there on a, you know, a full scale basis?
Conduit pipe is basically for export to USA. It's a highly profitable item with an EBITDA of around 30%.
And the front fork tube, it will be as a CDW tube, and with the EBITDA margin of 15-16%, we will continue.
Got it, sir. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harshit Sachdeva from Columbus Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. So congratulations on a decent set of numbers. So what exactly are the products that we will be doing in solar, as you mentioned in your opening remarks?
In the solar, we are making the solar structures, which is a base structure for putting up your panels and the transmission tube, basically, for making up the movable panels. So it is all the structures. We are supporting to put up the panels, whether it's fixed or whether it is swinging. In both the parts, we are giving the material.
Okay, and so what sort of competition are you seeing in this? I mean, is it like a commoditized steel quadrate market, or is it something high value add? I mean, just want to know from your end.
Sir, to answer this, you have to just see to the area growth. We have 500 gigawatt plus. Last year we have done almost 51 gigawatt, and this year again we are going to add up 41 to 45 gigawatt. So yes, competitor may be there, people may be there, but demand is outpacing the growth in the production.
Okay.
So we are having no doubt.
Okay, and so you've started receiving like customer orders or like firm commitments for these products?
Basically, this market, everybody wants a commitment. But we can only commit what we can produce and what we can supply. So I again see there is no doubt of demand. It is only the execution which you can do.
Okay. So just
last comment. Arshit, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have participants. Thank you.
Sure.
Next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani of OTCS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, with the last 2 months, April and May, whatever disruptions we have seen, and that has impacted our Q1. But if the West Asia crisis is, if you consider it as done now, I mean, I'm not saying that it is done, but just in case if it is resolved in the next couple of weeks, so would we have a normal Q1, or will be still impacted? I mean, how were the first 2 months, April and May?
It is still premature to answer this question because we all know Trumponics. So, better we keep this answer for some future time. But definitely, if it is resolved to the acceptance of everybody, so quarter results will be improved, and at least second quarter will be improved. It is for everybody.
Right, sir. And sir, what kind of revenue contribution are we going to see from defense? I may have missed the commentary because I did not join earlier. For FY27, what will be the contribution of defense?
We have already some questionnaires some people had asked, and they are expecting almost 250 to 300 crores. So I agree to that view.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil from Kizuna Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Hi, sir. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
So, sir, my first question is on the lines of you are saying that HRC prices have caused our top line growth. But from the December 2025 to till now May, it has rose 10,000 per ton from 48,000 to 58,000. So I couldn't correlate the assumption that HRC prices going down is impacting our top line growth. That is my first question. And the second question, like how much impact on the EBITDA margins are you expecting?
Your first question is not clear. Can you repeat it? Your voice is very slow.
Sir, can you hear me now? Am I audible?
Yes. No, please.
Yes, sir. So my first question is on the line of HRC prices. You said that HRC prices falling caused our sales growth impact. But when I look at from HRC prices from December 2025 till May 2026, the HRC prices have rose from 48,000 to 58,000 per ton. So I couldn't correlate that mismatch. And so my second question would be on your EBITDA margins. Like how much impact on the EBITDA margins are you expecting due to this commodity price inflation in quarter 1 and quarter 2?
Actually, what you are saying, I can only answer that the steel prices have sobered, but our production has not gone down. If you will see, our production numbers have gone by 11%. If you see our sales, it has improved by 5.4%. As far as selling is concerned, there is no issue. But definitely due to this West Asia crisis or any other crisis, the movement of the goods, it has impacted. But as far as our long-term guidance is concerned, we are very much hopeful. That's the idea we have given, just that idea we will be able to cope up in this financial year.
Okay, sir, that's really great to hear. My second question is on like the...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, my second question would be on the lines of artillery shell production. One of your competitors have come out with a capacity of 5 lakh artillery shells production per annum, and some of other smaller peers are getting the NATO orders ranging from 100 crores to 600 crores. So I want to understand, like, how are our orders looking at and from where they are coming from? And the second would be like what kind of orders are we expecting and how the demand and supply dynamics are going on right now? Because capacity is also keeping up with the demand, as to my understanding.
So the answer is only this, because as far as however no data is available, no doubt, no data we can vouch for, but whatever is available on in the market data, the demand today is 8 to 9 million shells. Whereas the quantity available or quantity to be started in next 1 or 2 years, it may be 2 to 3 million. So the basic difference is, the basic question is not what 3 million or 9 million, because we cannot vouch for the data. But yes, we can vouch for the data. Whatever is being produced and whatever is likely to be produced, that is not matching the demand, because demand is today. And as the world market sees, as the world geopolitics says, that these type of conflicts are increasing. So demand pattern is more demanding, and it is outpacing the growth. And any plant which has come or which is likely to come, if you go for Europe, it will take minimum 2 years. So putting up the capacity, getting it executed, and supplying to the required party, there is a large gap. But we are at the right time with the right capacity to fulfill this demand, and that is why we have only planned for the augmentation of the capacity, and we are very much confident that we will sell our product. Other, we have the orders that we can supply to for up to 2 years, but what is the fun in having capacity after 3 years? So capacity has to be right now, and that is why we have decided for this. Demand, there is no dearth of demand. Supply will always be constrained. In next 4-5 years, my perception is supply will be constrained. Demand will not be a problem.
That's
you.
Really great to hear, sir. Thank you. Thank you for giving the opportunity.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pratik Dalwadkar from SMIFS Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir.
Pratik, please use your handset mode. There's a lot of disturbance on your line.
Hello, am I audible now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. So thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask a question on raw material sourcing. So what is the raw situation in the raw material sourcing? As in March and April, there was a shortage of raw material, especially the HRC. And that is because the other competitors of the steel pipes have lowered their guidance for steel pipes. So just want to understand the raw material part. Is that come back to normal or the situation still persists?
It remains.
That's the one question.
Constraint remains.
Okay. So and my second question on the CapEx for FY 2027. Sorry, I missed earlier. So what was the CapEx guidance for FY 2027, sir?
Sir, CapEx guidance, I have already told you that we have already taken two jobs, our two projects. One is our conduit GI pipe and one is our front fork tubes. So that is going on. And the new plant and this augmentation of our capacity to 4 lakh, we are not very much sure that it will be covered in this financial year, or it may spoil to the next financial year. So we will let you know the final figures in future. In the coming quarter, we will let you know.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My last question is,
Pratik, I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ishan Goel, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity, first of all. We have successfully increased our EBITDA margins from the past year.
Ishan, you're sounding muffled.
Hello?
Yes, Ishan.
Hello.
Can you repeat?
Am I audible now?
Yes.
So
So, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. We have successfully increased our EBITDA margins from the previous year. We are focusing more on the value-added products. So, do we keep improving our EBITDA margins for the third year, or what are the guidances for the future year?
Sure. We are always on improving the this EBITDA margins in future, and we are very much confident that we will do it. Whatever may be the conditions, we will put up our efforts to improve it further.
Can you quantify just in numbers, like we have closed about 10.2%, so would that be better to expect that 12 to 15% in further?
So basically, this is what you can expect, but as far as in these uncertain conditions, we cannot define any number. I can only say there will be a significant improvement. We will try for a significant improvement in our EBITDA margin numbers.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And another question was about the, can you give about the numbers for order book segment-wise if possible, and not, if not, then overall order book what we have currently?
Order book, our order book is healthy. I can say that.
In, can I tell you an amount?
Ishan, please rejoin the queue.
In all segments, including export.
Sorry, I was not.
Our order book is healthy. I can tell you that.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harsh Vasa from SBI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the follow-up question. Sir, can I have FY26 and 4Q FY26 segment-wise capacity utilization?
For this year, capacity utilization has been 94%. And in the coming year, with the added capacity, it will come down definitely because the new capacities are coming. But I cannot give the exact number right now. Let the production come and we will let you know.
Sir, that is helpful, but I just wanted segment-wise. Is that possible?
Pardon? No, not clear. I'm not clear what you are asking.
So I'm saying the capacity utilization segment-wise. Segment.
Yeah. Capacity segment wise is normal in our legacy business. You can connect with our IR team. They can give you the exact numbers. I am not having the exact numbers right now.
Okay.
The overall
number,
I have told it is 94%, but my team will let you know the exact numbers.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shashank Kanodia from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So just wanted to check, you have been guiding for 500 crores of capex for second phase of defense vertical, right? So have you front-loaded any capex and spent anything in this fiscal year itself?
So this is not 500, this is 400, and we have yet to start it. We have not started so far.
Because, sir, we have been guiding for 250 crores of capex at the consolidated level, and your cash flows shows 350 crores of capex spent for this fiscal year. So numbers are not reconciling that to that extent.
Yeah. Currently.
Very small capex we have incurred for
the... Very small capex that what is going on for the machining purpose. We have done some capex because it is helping us in our current capacity utilization also. But the major capex is yet to come.
Okay. And second, sir, is there any metal movement from standalone to defense vertical? So, because the reason I'm asking is, if I do a straight match of console minus standalone, this should give me a defense vertical revenues, right? And this is something like 33 crores, whereas you're gaining for 46 crores. So, can you help us concise?
I will ask my team to connect to you, because the numbers you are asking for numbers, so they will be better equipped to...
Basically, from standalone, is there any material movement to defense vertical?
No, there is no any material movement from... Is there any movement?
Yes.
Forward? Just a moment. We will let you know. I am not much clear what you are asking because it is a number.
There are three, four things are still ambiguous to the analyst community. First is your EBITDA margin, which is there for the defense vertical for this quarter, your capex spent. So I will really request the team to come back to us for this thing.
For the EBITDA margins, I have already told that the coming year EBITDA margins will be in the range as per our guidance of 30-35%. This year it has been exorbitant, the year which has gone, but by 25-26 it has been exorbitant because plant started in October, but production came from only 2-3 months.
आपका रैंपअप कॉस्ट होगा तो मार्जिन कम होंगे. अनटेनलेस आपको कोई पीले बेनिफिट है कुछ मिला है तो आपका मार्जिन बढ़ के क्यों आ सकते हैं सर?
सर मार्जिन बढ़ के क्यों आएगा? मार्जिन तो अल्टीमेटली जो सेल प्राइस है उसके ऊपर ही डिपेंड करेगा ना सर. ये जो प्रोडक्ट है डिटेल जानना चाहते हैं तो यू जस्ट कनेक्ट, माई टीम विल कनेक्ट टू यू बिकॉज दीज नंबर्स आई होप ऑन दिस प्लेटफॉर्म वी शुड नॉट डिस्कस. माई टीम विल डिस्कस यू.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Prateek Bhandari from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Two questions from my end. What is the net debt position as on March 26? And you mentioned that for the conduit GI pipes that you will be exporting to US, but targeting the margins in the range of 30%. Can you specify some more details about it? Is it 30 or is it in the range of 25-30 and how is it?
Yes, I will clarify. Basically, what you want to know?
Conduit pipe.
For the conduit pipe, the margins are normally in 15-25% range. What we have said, that is the highest margin that may be there. But for the calculation purpose, you can always take, it will again be in 15-20% margin range. Always. But as the world demand is today is very high, so those kind of margins, what Mr. Garg has said, that he has predicted. But for the calculation purpose, you take it from 15-20% margin, which will be sustainable in future. And the other question was?
Net debt position is on March 26.
Net debt position on the March, it is...
Net debt position, working capital loans is 800 crores. And term loan is 200 crores. Total 1,000 crores.
And cash?
Cash means?
Cash and bank balance.
Cash and bank balance is about 3 crores.
3 crores?
Sorry, 50 crores, including deposits. It is 50 crores. Cash and bank balances in current account and cash balances say about 3 crores. So total is 50 crores.
Okay. And I also request the management...
I request you to join back the queue, please.
Just if I can add up to... I also request the management to give some, you know, pinpoint and clear answers because, you know, I believe that there is a lack of clarity on a lot of points which are not even available in the PPT as well. So this will certainly help everyone who are tracking the company.
So you can put your questions to our IR team. They will clarify what the pointed query you want.
But the management should specify the answers on the con call, I believe.
Okay, you put your question, we will answer.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Lokesh Kashikar from Smith Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. I believe you have basically, I have a couple of questions. I believe you have guided for around 15% top-line growth for FY27. But if I back calculate considering the defense revenue, let's say your top line would be closer to around 4,400 crores in the steel business. That basically translates into around 9-10% growth in the steel business. Now, when you look at the realization or the HRC prices that have increased during December to March, it has more than 15-20%. So that indirectly specifies that there will be no volume growth for FY27.
The question is not clear. What do you want to say?
So I just wanted to know the volume growth for FY27 in the steel business. Because as per your guidance, you know, on the revenue and if I calculate, it shows the decline.
Okay. The volume growth in terms of production in FY26, it has been 11%. However,
the sale growth has been almost 5%, and this is FY27. We hope that this West Asia crisis is solved and our volume growth, it will be 13 to 15% band in this coming financial year for the steel business, what you are asking particularly.
Okay, but the revenue growth would be much better because HRC prices has increased, so therefore the realization growth should be better, correct?
So definitely in the coming quarters it will be very evident. Now things are in very, you can say, in very fluffy condition. Nothing can be predicted right now because everything is behaving erratically.
Okay, fine. Secondly, sir, your inventory days have increased, and I believe that is because of the delay in dispatches. So it has normalized currently, or how is the situation?
Not yet. It has not normalized so far, but we hope with all the paper statements that it will normalize and it will be reduced. We also hope so. What you are hoping, we are also hoping this.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We are thankful for all the investors, for all the analysts who have joined this con call, and we hope their queries we have answered. If they have any query, our IR team is open. They can send their queries to them and they will answer them. Thanks.
Thank you, members of the management team. On behalf of Good Luck India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.